Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. So last week in episode 10, we talked about learning to love yourself again, right? Rediscovering joy, giving yourself grace, and seeing yourself the way God does, right? So today, I want to share where I am right now in life, in real time. Because yes, I'm still waiting on God's promise for marriage. Yes, He's revealed things to me. But what am I doing while I wait, right? I'm focusing mainly on my spiritual growth. And this episode, I'm calling it Living Loved, Walking Boldly in Your Worth While You Wait. Because waiting isn't just about sitting still. It's about living fully. It's about growing deeper and becoming who God has called you to be. And you know, waiting can feel like a pause button, right? Like life is on hold until the next chapter begins. But I've learned in this season that God never asked us to wait idly, right? He asked us to wait actively. So instead of obsessing over when or how the promise will happen, you know, especially if God has already given you a promise, I'm learning to lean to growth, right? I'm diving into the word more. I'm building consistency in my prayer life. I'm worshiping not for the promise, but for His presence, guys. And that shift, it changes everything. Because now the waiting season isn't wasted, right? It's watering me. It's building my roots. It's preparing me not just for marriage, but for ministry, you know, motherhood, and the future God has in store. And let me be specific. Like, here's what focusing on my spiritual growth looks like right now. Honestly, I'm spending intentional time in prayer. I'm not just asking for what I want, right? But listening to what God wants. I'm reading and I'm studying the Bible, letting scripture remind me of His presence and reshape my mindset. I fly to the Bible when I'm starting to feel depressed. I fly to the Bible when I'm starting to feel doubt. I fly to the Bible when I feel like the heaviness of the world is on my shoulders and I don't know who to turn to. So I turn to Him. You know, I'm journaling with God, writing out my fears, my gratitude, my questions, and watching how He answers over time. And that's kind of a little hard sometimes because, you know, patience, and you got to sit and wait. Because it's not going to be a pocket, you know, a hot pocket meal from the microwave. I'm learning to guard, you know, my environment, like what I listen to, who I surround myself with, what I allow into my spirit. It all matters. I refuse to be around negativity. I refuse to be around people who try to put me down, because that's the devil, you know, working through people I know to get to me. And I'm learning to serve others, right? Even in singleness, I can be a blessing to others. Ministry doesn't start when you get married. It starts now, guys. And this season is about, it's about letting God refine me, right? Heal me and teach me to walk boldly in my worth. Because when the promise comes, not if, but when it comes, I don't want to step into it half prepared, right? I want to step into it whole, confident and grounded in Him. And one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in this is I don't have to wait for a husband to feel loved, and I don't have to wait for a ring to feel chosen, and I don't have to wait for a relationship to feel secure, because I'm already loved and I'm already chosen and I'm already secured in God. And I'm going to continue to say that. The more you say it, the more you believe it. And that realization lets me walk boldly in my worth right now. It helps me say no to counterfeits, no to distractions, and yes to the things that align with my purpose. You know, living loved means I don't live desperate. I live confident, knowing that God's timing is perfect. So if you're waiting for a promise, whether it's marriage, healing, breakthrough, or just anything, something else. Let me encourage you, don't waste the waiting. Grow yourself in the waiting. Pray in the waiting. Worship in the waiting. Serve in the waiting. Love yourself in the waiting. Because when you focus on becoming who God has called you to be, the waiting becomes less about what you don't have and more about who you're becoming. You know? So this is just a little glimpse of what I'm doing now. You know, I'm not sitting around waiting for life to start. I'm growing, I'm healing, I'm serving, I'm building. And most importantly, I'm learning to live loved, you know, and walk boldly in my worth while I wait. And I'm really heavy on not allowing people that bring my energy down around me. I have friends who I don't talk to as often as I used to. You know, people I don't really reach out to like I used to, because I've learned that not everybody is happy for you. And sometimes the things people say to you can bring a spirit of insecurity onto your life. Because like I said, not everybody's happy for you. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord, thank you for this season of waiting. Thank you for teaching us not to waste it, but to grow in it. Help us focus on you, to deepen our roots in your word and to walk boldly in your worth. You've already given us more than enough, God, but remind us that we are loved, chosen, and secure in you, and even before any promise is fulfilled. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And guys, this episode is going to move into our final season, or our season finale. I'm trying to think about what else to think or talk about in my life before the finale, but quite frankly, you know, I can't go into every single detail of my life because some things are just, they have to be left unsaid. But I hope that, you know, up until now, some of you have gotten to know me just a little better, and have related, and I've been able to help someone out there. If it's just one person, I've done my job. But I want you guys to really cling on God. You know, I know sometimes it's difficult. I know sometimes, you know, you feel like you've just been praying and praying and praying and praying and there's no answer, no breakthrough. I understand. So you start to lose a little faith. You start to lose a little bit of hope. And so you go back to your old ways. Don't. Sometimes the devil comes, and it's not even sometimes, it's always. He always comes to test you, right? He always comes to tempt you. He always sends the counterfeit. He always sends that temptation your way. And God is sitting by just looking and testing you to see if you're going to be faithful to your word, to see if he's going to be faithful to him. Don't allow the enemy to take over you. No matter how silent God is, no matter how bad things are going into your life, stay grounded, stay rooted, pray. Okay. Nothing good, you know, will come just immediately. You know, it takes time. It takes work. You know, it's kind of like a dish of, you know, you don't want a microwave meal. Okay. You want a cooked meal with love, and that takes time. Okay. So until next time, guys, you know, like I said, keep living loved and walking boldly in your worth. Bye.